In 1982, musician Valdemar Bastos defected from his native Angola during a visit to Portugal. A brutal civil war was underway in his homeland in southwestern Africa, a war that would last for decades until 2002. And Bastos says he felt smothered beneath the weight of the Marxist regime. Valdemar Bastos has lived away from Angola ever since. With his country now at peace, he's able to sing about a hopeful future.
Quanto tempo pra chegar a paz? Vamos todos, vamos dar as mãos, deixar pra trás o que nos fez sofrer. Vamos erguer a nossa linda Angola.
Bastos sings, "How long till we had peace? Let's now join hands, leave behind what made us suffer. Let's lift up our beautiful Angola." Of course, it's so much more beautiful in Portuguese.
Paz, pão e amor, amor, paz e pão. Ai, ai, ai.
Valdemar Bastos came by our studios with his manager, Alpay Tashkin, to interpret. We talked about a concert he gave in the Angolan capital in 2003. It was his first visit back since the end of the war.
Yes, foi momento muito importante para mim.
Of course, it was a very important moment in my life, going back to my country in peace and giving a concert to all the humble people, to see the people, how they received me when I came back. It was definitely one of the most exciting and emotional moments in my life. But I knew it would come one day.
You knew it would come?
Yeah.
How did you know?
Porque sempre eu sempre sou uma pessoa com esperança e...
Yeah, because I'm a person of great hope, and I knew that it can't be a war forever, and it had to end one day.
You get the sense of your optimism in a number of songs on this new CD, and I'm thinking of one in particular, Pitanga Madurinha.
Pitanga Madurinha is a one fruit.
Is a name of a fruit.
Name of
Pitanga.
A fruit. This is a song you had released on an earlier CD.
É uma fruta que os poetas normalmente falam na sua poesia.
The pitanga fruit is an expression which lots of poets in Angola are using for something romantic.
E eu peguei nesta fruta porque gosto dela.
I took this example of the fruit because everybody knows in Angola what is meant by mentioning this fruit. And I wanted to tell about beautiful things, because everybody is talking about war and about suffering and everything. And in this song, I wanted to give the people more about the beauty of simple things, and that there is a future to come, and there is there is peace.
Uma pitanga pra Yolanda, uma pitanga pro Dog Mouras, uma pitanga pro Maia Cool, uma pitanga pro Sebestas.
The pitanga in this song, the fruit, is very, very ripe, if I'm reading your translation right. In other words, if this is a metaphor, I can imagine that you might feel the same way about your own country and how long you've waited for peace.
E toda a gente entende como precisamente como a nossa...
The people in Angola, they understand it exactly like you do, because the first song was released in 92 was called Pitanga Madura, ripe. So this is a really, really ripe one.
Pitanga, 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 madurinha, beijinho.
When you were a child, your parents were nurses, and you traveled around the country a lot. How did that ultimately influence your music?
As minhas influências... Bom, eu ao viver com os meus pais...
My parents, when they were nurses and they were traveling through all Angola, it was my privilege to see the provinces, the small villages, and listen to their music, and in the same time being also in cities and seeing the urban life and having also the opportunity to listen to Western music.
Eu agradeço aos meus pais, agradeço a profissão dos meus pais.
I'm also very grateful that I could see the suffer of the people and their hopes, seeing the people looking forward even in those difficult times, and of course the spiritual power of seeing death and life.
There are places on the album songs that seem particularly Angolan, and there's one called Dongo, which is about a boat. Dongo,
yes,
is the word for an Angolan boat.
Yes, yes.
Which seems so rooted in your homeland. It seems like you must have been right back there emotionally when you wrote that song.
Mundongo, à beira do mar. Mundongo, à beira do mar.
Esta música é uma música que fala das coisas simples da vida.
I was writing songs about simple things in life. And at the same time, Dongo is a very full of emotion, of course. And it's about the hard life and the simple life of these fishermen who are facing the dangers of the open sea and, of course, the fear of the family waiting for the fishermen to come back.
There's a part in the middle of the song where you're chanting, in a way. You're thanking them.
É dongo, o dongo da minha terra, os pescadores da minha terra. Eu te digo esta canção. Obrigado, obrigado pelo peixe que nos dão, pelo alimento. Epa!
You say thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done for.
Quando eu agradeço.
Aquela parte.
Não, estou a agradecer.
Yeah, maybe in this new world we are living with this high speed and commercialized, and most of the time we forgot to thank these people who are serving us, who are helping us to live. I like to remember these forgotten people. I like to mention them again, that they were not forgotten.
When you go back now to perform or to visit, are there people in Angola who would say, you can't speak for us, you weren't here for the very hard years of civil war and all the horrible things that happened here, you were away?
Não, porque as pessoas, as nossas mães, as mães africanas...
The people don't see me like this. Rather, it's the contrary. Giving an example that the African mothers, they tried when they could to send their sons away because they said one life is better than one death. Everybody knows in Angola that it was more important for me to sing and pay attention outside of Angola to this horrible war than being inside and risking my life.
You've lived away from your homeland now for almost half your life. Do you think about going back permanently? Could you ever go back to live in Angola?
Eu tenho dito que eu nunca saí de Angola.
I said once a long time ago, I never left Angola. Spiritually, I'm still there, and I feel like a citizen of the world through all the long years. My life was based in the world and not only in one country.
Terei a minha casa lá. Terei a minha casa em Angola. E quando dia achar que tenho que me reformar...
One day when I think it's time to retire, I will have my house definitely in Angola, nearby a river, and I will join a fisherman and we will go fishing then.
Valdemar Bastos, thanks so much for coming in.
Eu que agradeço com todo carinho. Muito obrigado.
The new CD from Valdemar Bastos is titled Renaissance. You can hear more music at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.